The economics blog 24/7 Wall Street recently published a list of the 10 worst-run cities in America, which was also featured in the Huffington Post, and Wisconsin's largest city, Milwaukee, made the list, coming in at number 10.
The report took into account things like poverty, education, crime, and city credit rating. We've talked with Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett in the past, and he's made the case for his accomplishments in the city.
Today, we'll get another perspective on how well the city of Milwaukee runs with Milwaukee-based columnist Eugene Kane, and we're also happy to hear from you on this one. If you have an opinion on the matter, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Eugene, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, Veronica. Good to talk to you.
Well, what did you think when you saw 24/7 Wall Street had Milwaukee as the 10th worst-run city on their list?
Well, I have to tell you, my first reaction as a journalist is to wonder, well, what is 24/7 Wall Street? I mean, it is cited as the source of this study, and I have to be honest and say I hadn't really heard of it before. But at the same time, I've dealt over the years with various worst lists that include Milwaukee. Usually, in my experience, it has been in terms of social indicators that negatively affect the African-American community. But this one seems to be a blanket indictment of the city as a whole as being worst run. So that kind of raised my eyebrows. And then looking over the list, it just seemed to be a very interesting mix of cities, including some cities much bigger than Milwaukee. I think Cleveland, Detroit would qualify. And then some other smaller cities, even out in California, like San Bernardino and
that was the worst one, I think.
Yeah, and I mean, one thing that flagged me about San Bernardino is that they were involved in a big corruption scandal a couple years ago, but that was San Bernardino County. So I guess I'm at a loss to explain exactly what the criteria. You're always at a loss to figure out when they publish these lists, what is their real main criteria?
Well, I know some of the indicators they were looking at, debt was one, crime was another, GDP another, things like that. And I wonder if you want to address a few of those in terms of...
Well, I do think the reason it has some credibility is that if you want to point out the most damaging social indicators or issues in Milwaukee, poverty, education, crime, unemployment, you're hitting that right on the nail, whether it's for the black community or the larger community. I mean, those are paramount issues in this town. And the fact that Milwaukee is included in a study that also includes cities much larger than we are, like Midwestern cities like Cleveland and Detroit, that gives you a sense that, yeah, maybe this is an issue that needs to be addressed because we're kind of finishing real high in these real bad categories. So I think a lot of people will respond to that if the reason Milwaukee is listed as the 10th worst run city is because of the way we handle things like poverty, education, and crime, and unemployment, yeah, I think a lot of people agree with that.
Now, poverty is one that Mayor Barrett has weighed in on in regards specifically to this list, and he said, yeah, you got us on that one. We need to do better, and we're working on it. When it comes to debt, that's one that he has taken issue with and sort of defended Milwaukee. Do you want to speak to the debt issue in Milwaukee?
Well, I'm sure from his perspective, you know, the mayor is looking at it, you know, from a top-down perspective that he has experts and people on his staff who have analyzed this. And again, it's this whole ranking us against other cities that creates these sort of, you know, lists that create a lot of anxiety and I guess even debate about the way this is happening. But I think the best way is to talk to people in Milwaukee. As a journalist, I've talked to people in Milwaukee from different classes, different income levels, and the people on the bottom do cite this as being a particularly bad city. Again, I will admit that I'm talking specifically myself about African Americans I've talked to, that this is a hard place for a black man to be unemployed. It's a hard place for a black family to, you know, to earn a livable income that will allow them to, you know, to sort of enjoy the things in life that hardworking people should enjoy. So these are all things that I think the mayor is probably defensive about, but I think he also acknowledges in terms of things about raising the minimum wage and there are things Milwaukee could do to make it more livable for people on those bottom scales.
Well, so living in Milwaukee, you said you're a journalist, you're out there talking to people, you live in the city. Does it feel like Milwaukee is a poorly run city to you?
I think it's a peculiar, I think I would say it's a very peculiar city in terms of the way certain institutions work, and I could even go to something as basic as outside parking regulations. I mean, I had a recent talk with people who asked me why, you know, Milwaukee has a system where you have to pay money to park outside your home on the streets. And that's something very peculiar to Milwaukee, and I don't know if that falls in the category of that means it's worse run, but I do think talking to people, they do think other cities do things better than they do here in Milwaukee, which is, I think, is the intent of a survey like this, worst run, best run. I think that's all on account of what citizens think or residents think. Can things be done better? Crime? I mean, I think people accept the fact that Milwaukee is not as safe a city as it should be, given the resources we have to, you know, to battle crime and the things we could do to prevent crime. So that's what I think is an interesting way for them to frame this list, best or worst run cities. And living in Milwaukee day to day, I don't see it as a totally badly run city, but I do see peculiar things that happen that make you think, well, maybe we could address this a little differently, whether it's transportation issues or racial issues or government issues, taxing issues.
Well, let's get our callers in on this. We've got Nate with us from Milwaukee. Hi, Nate.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I was going to point out two things, and I'm arguably a defender of Milwaukee at the moment, because if you're talking about the social impacts like poverty, one of the things that I think should be brought up is that Milwaukee is part of a metro area, and without recognizing how well the communities within a metro area work together or choose not to work together, you're actually not measuring how well the city itself is run. And the city itself, I would say, and maybe you brought this up a little bit, faced some financial hard spots, and I think came through them reasonably well, which someone could actually say is a measure of how well the city's run. And so the study may be mislabeled or mistitled.
All right, interesting points there, Nate. So what do you make of that, Eugene?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's just a weird, maybe not weird, but it's a peculiar way to frame the study, what's best run and worst run, and then you use things like the credit rating, poverty, education, crime, unemployment, and the regional GDP, and they don't really give much of an explanation as to why these things account to whether the city is run well or not. Because it seems to me poverty, crime, education, these are a lot of things that, you know, are out because they're so affected by social conditions. I'm not sure if you can put the onus on people who run the city to address that, which I think is part of what Mayor Barrett is trying to tell people.
You think
know, there are a lot of things that are essentially out of government's control.
You think that's maybe up to bigger dogs?
Well, it might be, yeah. very well might be.
Do Milwaukee's challenges come from being a poorly run state? I mean, you're talking about these bigger factors. Are you talking about, you know, the government then, that maybe we've got something that's sweeping across the country and it's not fair to point a finger at Milwaukee?
Well, Milwaukee, in my experience, having lived in just a couple other different cities, grown up in back east in Philadelphia, I've spent some time in California, and then, you know, other parts of the country for short amounts of time. I've lived in Milwaukee for close to 30 years, and my comparison of these other with the way things are run here and in other parts of the country, particularly the East Coast and the Washington, D.C. area, you don't really see that much difference because people are in an extreme state everywhere nowadays, or in a lot of major cities these days. So a lot of the unemployment and poverty and education, what major city doesn't have a big problem with their public education system these days? And particularly us, we here in the Midwest, we have situations that are endemic to our geographic location and the Rust Belt phenomenon and the the loss of jobs to warmer and different parts of the country. So, I mean, how much control does the government have, the local government have, over those kind of factors? And I think Wisconsin and Milwaukee are a very fascinating place to kind of figure out where we can try to solve some of these things. And it's going to depend on leadership. And I think the reason people responded to this study is because it seems like a real indictment of leadership. Worst run. When you tell somebody you're the worst run city or one of 10 worst run cities, that's a real indictment on the people who are allegedly running the city. So I understand why it's getting this much buzz, but my attitude is that it's not that much different in other places, so maybe people shouldn't really freak out about it, but still don't ignore it. Don't, you know, ignore the real substantive issues that were raised in this study.
Eugene, thank you so much for joining us today and sharing your thoughts.
Oh, well, thank you for the invitation.
We've been speaking with Eugene Kane. He's a Milwaukee-based columnist. We've been talking about Milwaukee's recent ranking as the 10th worst-run city in the country.